The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
A wild one in San Diego. The Barracuda fall behind 2-0 after a period. They storm back. They take a 3-2 lead. They looked like they were going to hold on for a regulation win. Only have San Diego tie with 5 seconds to go in regulation. In overtime, the Barracuda took a penalty. They kill it off. They also draw a penalty, cannot score. We go to a shootout, and it takes until round number 5 before the Barracuda earn the second point. Kasper Haltonen in the bottom of round number 5 send the Barracuda home with a 4-3 victory. And with the win, San Jose improves now to 3-2 against the goals. They are now 28-15, 1-2 on the season. San Diego drops to 22-15, 6-4 on the year. The Barracuda up to 59 points. Goals are up to 54. So San Jose gains a little bit of ground on San Diego. They are now 5 points ahead of the goals in the AHL's Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. It was not a great start for the Barracuda. The first period was totally tilted in favor of the home team, as the goals would twice score in that opening frame to take a 2-0 lead. The first one coming in the opening 2 minutes off the stick of Roland McEwen.
Between Anaheim and San Diego this year, but predominantly in the NHL, it will receive a headman feed. Drop pass for Carpenter. Hands off, quick shot, and they score. Roland McEwen rips it past Laurent Brossoit, and the San Diego goals light the lamp just a minute and 59 seconds into this opening period.
So the goals take a 1-0 lead in the first. They weren't done. Justin Bailey, a great individual effort, carries the puck to the net down the left wing. Just a power move, and he slides it past Laurent Brossoit to give the goals a 2-0 lead.
And he's forced back to center. Bailey leads the goals with 16 goals, 6 of those game winners. Bailey busting in to the net. He takes it, and he scores! Well, the celebration had begun. No official ruling. A power move from Bailey, and it just snuck, I believe, under Brossoit.
It snuck inside the far post. They took a quick look at it, and they quickly ruled it to be a good goal. So the goals were up 2-0 on Bailey's team-leading 17th of the year. Barracuda did outshoot the goals in the first period, 14-12, but they were outmatched in that opening 20 minutes of play, and they were trailing 2-0 after one. In the second, they were looking for some sort of spark, and they would start the second period on an abbreviated power play. They wouldn't score on it, but just moments later, Jimmy Huntington would win a face-off draw, and before San Diego could really realize what was quite going on, Huntington would run down a loose puck and rip it past Cali Klang to get the Barracuda on the board with Huntington's 10th of the year.
Jimmy Huntington will take the faceoff draw against Nathan Gauthier. Off the draw, Huntington has it. Turn, shoots, he scores! Off the faceoff, Jimmy Huntington calls his own number. Goals were a bit flat-footed as Huntington just picked up the puck off the faceoff draw and rips one past Cali Klang just a minute and 38 seconds into period number 2.
That goal totally turned the tide. The Barracuda had nothing going in their favor. The goals were outplaying them. They were outworking them. But that goal from Huntington seemed to spark something within his team as the Barracuda were finally on the board and back in the hockey game down by a score of 2-1. In the second, they would go back onto the power play, and Oliver Wahlstrom, who's been just dynamic on the man power advantage this year, would strike again. Third goal in his last 2 games, team leading 16th of the year, and his 10th on the power play would tie things up at 2-2 in the second period.
Chernyshov, he wins a one-on-one battle, veers it up the near side wall. Return to him from Musty. Chernyshov centers in front. Wahlstrom shoots. He scores! Wahlstrom stays hot. He's got double-digit power play goals. It's his team-leading 16th of the year, and we are all tied up at 2-2.
So at that point, the Barracuda with all the momentum in the game. But just a few minutes later, San Jose would take two minor penalties on the same shift. Luca Cagnoni was called for interference, and Patrick Giles was called for tripping at the 9:40 mark, leading to a full two-minute five-on-three power play for the San Diego Gulls. That certainly felt like a pivot point for San Diego to recapture the lead and maybe run away with the game. But the Barracuda's penalty kill would come up large, and that would turn out to be a major theme in the hockey game as San Jose would kill it off and keep it tied at 2-2. Barracuda were outshot in the second period 10-7, but they scored the only two goals, so we would head to the third, all even at two apiece. In the third period at 8:42, the Barracuda would find a way to take their first lead. Nolan Allen would seam a pass to Luca Cagnoni, his deep partner, and Cagnoni would swipe a shot along the ice past Cali Klang for his first goal since early December, snapping a 24-game goalless drought for the sophomore defenseman, his sixth of the year, and the time of the goal for Cagnoni at 8:42 of period number three. Hold out, comes free, thrown to the net, loose puck, it's a mad scramble, and it caroms to the point. Barracuda putting some pressure on. Cagnoni shoots, he scores! It's Luca Cagnoni's first goal in 24 games, and the San Jose Barracuda have their first lead, and it comes here in period number three. Huge goal for Luca Cagnoni, and the Barracuda had their first lead. It was three unanswered goals for San Jose. As you would imagine, the San Diego Gulls would begin to press, playing from behind. They would pull their goaltender, Cali Klang, just a shade under 3 minutes to go in regulation. And with the extra attacker on and time winding down on the home club, it was a familiar face, Ryan Carpenter, the former Shark and Barracuda forward, who would tie things up with his 10th of the year, sliding an in-tight shot through the five-hole, Laurent Brossoit, and we were all level at 3-3 at 19:55 of period number three. Reaching out for it, Afanasyev, pulled in by San Diego, Colangelo. Colangelo trying to dance around Afanasyev, down low for Phillips, 9 seconds left here in the third. Phillips, a wraparound attempt, scramble play in front, they score. It got slid through the five-hole of Brossoit, it's Ryan Carpenter, the former Barracuda and Shark forward, who has tied it with 4.5 seconds left here in regulation. The Barracuda could not sort it out, and Carpenter puts it home. Crowd erupts, Carpenter's 10th of the year at 19:55 as he pulls a rabbit out of his hat to force overtime, so we would go to the extra session. Third time this year in five games, these two teams would need extra time to decide it. Barracuda had won the prior two matchups that went beyond 60 minutes with an overtime win and a shootout win. It looked like San Diego was going to take this one, though, as they draw a two-minute high-sticking penalty against Luca Cagnoni in overtime at the 1:36 mark, Cagnoni's third minor penalty of the game. But the penalty kill that came up large in the second period and came up big all night long would have to kill off another one in the extra session. Not to mention the fact San Diego had what felt like nearly a minute of four-on-three time with their net empty. The Barracuda could not touch the puck to stop play, so the Gulls had a chance even before their power play started. But again, the penalty kill would come up big, and with 3 seconds remaining on the power play for the Gulls, they would take a minor penalty. Tristan Luneau called for tripping at 3:34, leading to a Barracuda power play late in the overtime period. San Jose with about a minute and a half to work with before the end of overtime. They could not take the lead and secure the victory. So we would go to a shootout. Second straight game between these two clubs in which we needed a shootout. Last time, January the 7th, Barracuda won in seven rounds. Tonight it would take five rounds before the Barracuda secure the second point and the victory. Oliver Wahlstrom was turned aside for the Barracuda after Sam Colangelo had scored in the top of round one. Then Igor Chernyshov would go for the Barracuda after Matt Phillips was turned aside. Chernyshov would light the lamp, so we were all tied up at 1-1 after two rounds of the shootout. Then Justin Bailey, the former Barracuda and Shark forward, have a chance in the top of round three. He was turned aside. Quentin Musty would then go for the Barracuda with a chance to win it. He couldn't score. So then Sasha Postajov would be the shooter for San Diego. He too was turned aside. And once again, In the bottom of round four, the Barracuda would have a chance to win it. Igor Afanasyev was the choice of head coach John McCarthy, made a great move but just couldn't finish it, so we would go to a fifth round. In the fifth round, Nikita Nesterenko could not score, so the Barracuda had another chance to win it. In the bottom of round five, and it was Casper Holtonen who had a hat trick on Sunday, who would come up large with the shootout game winner. So the Barracuda with their third straight opportunity to try to win this one. Casper Holtonen, who had the hat trick on Sunday, will be the shooter. First shootout attempt in the AHL, and he's got a chance to win it. Working in, he scores! It rolls past Kelly Klang, and the San Jose Barracuda win it in a five-round shootout as they take down the San Diego Gulls by a final score of 4-3. Barracuda win it, a final score of 4-3 over the San Diego Gulls. They had dropped two in a row. They have now won two in a row, and they return home to San Jose on Saturday to take on the Calgary Wranglers to begin a three-game set with Calgary, with the final two games coming north of the border next Tuesday and Wednesday. Final shots tonight, 39-31 in favor of the home team goals. Barracuda make it back-to-back wins against San Diego, both in shootouts as they win it in the fifth round. Barracuda go 1-for-5 on the power play. Biggest story of the night, the penalty kill for San Jose. They go 5-for-5, including killing off a full two-minute 5-on-3 power play for San Diego in the second period. They also kill off a goals power play in overtime. So the Cuda PK comes up big time tonight. They're 5-for-5 as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 4-3. Barracuda get goals from Jimmy Huntington, Oliver Wallstrom, and Luca Cagnoni. Roland McEwen, Justin Bailey, and Ryan Carpenter score for the San Diego Gulls. The winning goaltender, Laurent Brossoit, he continues to play some really good hockey for the Barracuda. Cali Klang is the losing goaltender in the shootout. Game link tonight, 2 hours 52 minutes, 5,023 saw it, and let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Roland McEwen, he opened up the scoring way back in the first, had a goal, plus one rating, three shots on net. He is the number three star. The number two star, Ryan McCarpenter, held relatively in check before the final 5 seconds. He scores, also did have an assist, plus two rating, three shots on net for the veteran forward. He is the number two star. But the number one star for the Barracuda, Casper Holtonen, gets the shootout game winner in the bottom of round number five to give the Barracuda a 4-3 victory. So the Cuda back on the ice on Saturday at Texiu Arena for Cuda Country Night presented by Bay Country. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop, and we will begin our pregame coverage starting at 5:30. You can listen live on the Sharks Audio Network at sjbarracuda.com/listen and watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. The next time these teams meet up, March the 4th, with the final three games of head-to-head play coming at Texiu Arena in Northern California. So this wraps up the four games here at the Pechanga Arena. Barracuda win three of a possible four, all coming beyond 60 minutes of action. So two valuable points picked up in the AHL's Pacific. Cuda trying to chase down Bakersfield. It's a total logjam. Goals were the Condors were down early, but they storm all the way back, and they win it in regulation by a final score of 4-3. So the Barracuda do not gain any ground on Bakersfield, but they do separate themselves from Coachella Valley, who lost to the Condors tonight in Bakersfield. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listened or you watched. We sincerely appreciate it. A wild one, the Barracuda end up coming out on top with a 4-3 shootout victory over the San Diego Gulls. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you again for tuning in tonight, and we hope you join us again on Saturday when the Barracuda return back home, and we return back on air with our pregame coverage starting at 5:30. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from the Pechanga Arena in San Diego.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.